More Blue Water Newsmakers are coming up. Back to more Paul Miller on WPHM.
All right, it is 8:41 here on WPHM on a finally Friday morning. The Eddie Awards presentations will be made tonight. The Blue Water Area Chamber of Commerce. First ever Eddie Awards, named after Thomas Edison. The Lightbulb Award nominees are for persistent, honoring the persistent and optimistic inventor, Thomas Edison. The Innovative Award, category of the nominees are Matt Brooks, we talked to him the other day, Quentin Bishop from the Underground, and from the Upper Ground, Scott Beaton. Scott, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good, Paul. Good morning.
Quentin's got the Underground. You're upstairs. Scott Beaton with Sperry's Movie House. Of course, City Flats is going great guns. How's everything going?
Really well. Yeah, we're doing great things, and we keep on climbing. So it's fun.
Sperry's is a busy place because we were just talking off the air. What a great summer this is for blockbuster movies, huh?
It really is. They're just lined up and stacked right on top of each other. So sometimes we get a week break, sometimes we get 2 weeks, and then the next big one comes, but it just doesn't stop all summer, so
yeah.
We're excited.
That's fantastic. Meanwhile, what's going on down at City Flats?
Hey, you know, the demolition is just wrapping up. Chuck acquired 405 Water Street that attaches to it, and we're naming that building Cityside, and Lee and Jennifer Jones announced last week that they are our major retail anchor tenant in Cityside, so Weekends is coming across the street and making a move, and we're in construction mode on that side of the building with a bar and restaurant and a little thing we're going to do called the Fairweather Grill outdoors, and that is moving fast and furious right now. So contractor has some probably colorful phrases for that, but there's a lot of people in there working.
It's a different kind of project than the Sperry's project, isn't it, just based on the condition of the building?
Yeah, it really is. We're not in full historic tax credit land, and we're not into leaking roofs. We've got a great set of bones in there, and it's just polishing it up and making it fit the needs of a tenant like Weekends and fit the needs of what Chuck's vision is for a bar and restaurant on the Black River. So we're expected to enjoy a burger on the deck this summer. So that's a reality that's going to hit the area here in the next probably 6-8 weeks.
That's pretty fun.
It is.
That's fantastic. Big news yesterday in the announcement that Mr. Katofsky from California, the owner of the St. Clair Inn, is buying the Harrington Inn. My thought immediately was, wait a minute, City Flats is about to open. Now we've got another hotel. Are we going to have a glut of hotel rooms?
I hope so. I really do. I think what they're going to do to the Harrington Inn is going to be something phenomenal on the Main Street. I like to brag a little bit, Southside Strong, being a PH kid and my family being in the high schools there, Southside is just turning a different page, and it's exciting times. And when you get a fresh set of eyes in, like a Chuck Reed or Jeff, you just see that they see it differently than we do driving by every day, and it is exciting to get folks on board to start making some other additional investments in downtown.
We got to start bringing people here, and I think that's happening, isn't it? I mean, we are starting to see people gravitate toward Port Huron that maybe hadn't visited here before.
Yeah, you know, we talk amongst the merchants occasionally with Natalie Watson, and you know, one of the things that we paid attention to at Sperry's was our loyalty program. And yes, we have a core base, obviously, in our backyard here, but the number one area that was pulling is Genesee County. So we have a loyalty base that is growing from Lapeer County and Genesee County. And if you think about it, the Sperry's Movie House is something different that they don't have over there. And it's an easy drive across I-69. So Metro Detroit, we don't pull so much, a little bit of northern Macomb occasionally, but our strong numbers outside of our area is going west. So we feel like, you know, we're bringing an attraction to downtown, and we've got numbers to prove that. People are coming from the west. I thought maybe the thumb would pull, and they do, certainly, but our surprising numbers were how they were coming from across 69.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's interesting. Talking with Scott Beaton, he is nominated for an Eddie Award tonight in the Light Bulb Award category for innovation. What does it mean to you to be nominated for an Eddie Award from the Blue Water Chamber?
Well, it's humbling for me. I mean, I like to just think that I can fly under the radar a little bit and do things, but every once in a while, you know, you get in the middle of the soup, and when Danielle Warren approached me and let me know that I was nominated, I was kind of shocked, to be honest. And then my competitive side of me came out and like, who am I up against?
And I want this.
And then she said, The Underground and Matt Brooks. And when she said that, it instantly became a oh crap moment. It's just good to be nominated.
Yeah,
there's some good competition in that category, and everybody's deserving of that award. So the good news is we were at an event together with Quentin and Matt this week, and we shared some laughs about it, and that's what we're gonna do tonight. We're all gonna have fun.
Yeah.
Win, lose, or draw, I guarantee we're going to have fun tonight.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be a good time and a good chance for everybody to kind of say, hey, we've got some really cool things going on here in the Blue Water area right now.
We do. And, you know, kudos to Thelma and the crew at the Chamber for really, I look at this as it's just you're uniting the community. And these awards are going to be fun. And I know there's going to be lots of laughs, but it's the underground current of the buzz of who's being nominated. And if you look at the folks that didn't get nominated, but the folks that took time to nominate people, that list is huge. And every one of them should be receiving something in my book, because it's just true. And it was just good to see how many people took time out to nominate different folks in our community. So
yeah.
Kudos to the Chamber for pulling this one off.
Plenty of nominees left for next year, I would hope. What movie are you most anticipating this summer, or have you been anticipating?
Well, I'm a humor guy, and, you know, Deadpool is obviously front and center for this weekend and probably the next couple weekends. But, you know, I'm a Star Wars nut, so I'm hoping Solo doesn't truly disappoint.
It looks good. Everything I've seen, it looks really good. I couldn't imagine anybody but Harrison Ford as Han Solo, but the guy playing him is doing a good job. It's a younger Han Solo. It's the backstory, and it really looks good.
It does, and you know when you read some of the backside of that, you know, you don't see Harrison Ford at any of these red carpets. He totally wanted this gentleman to just be the star.
Yeah.
It's his turn. So we're excited for Solo. Disney's got a strong lineup. The Incredibles are going to hit us here.
Oh yeah.
And then you get some comedy. I'm an Ocean's 8. Fan with the new ladies coming
oh,
into
yeah,
it this
that's,
summer.
That's this summer. I forgot about that.
You know, it's just one after another that you go, oh my gosh, yeah, I got to get to the theater for that one too.
So, new dinosaur movie, the Jurassic
yes,
World.
Yes, Jurassic is going strong as always. That franchise is just kicking butt.
I got to get back and see Infinity War again. It blew my mind when I first watched it. I said, that was my first thought leaving there, was, man, I want to go see that again.
Right. Yes. Yep. Yeah. You know, we joke, we had folks. The Greatest Showman was kind of a surprise for all of us. Mm-hmm. And we had a lady that she came every week, and I think we ran it 11 or 12 weeks.
Wow.
And she just couldn't get enough of it. So Affinity War is the same kind of stuff. Black Panther was another one that was just like that.
Yeah, fantastic. A lot of good movies and a great place to see them at Sperry. Scott, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Appreciate
we'll see
it, Paul.
We'll see you at the Eddies tonight.
You bet.
All right, Scott Beaton with us on WPHM at 8:49.